go off a scripture in Luke 5:30. Says, but the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? Verse 31 says, and Jesus answered, saying unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Verse 32 says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen. Jesus' name. Thank you. You may be seated. Amen. I came across a quote a couple of days ago. It says, no matter how many mistakes you've made in the past or what sort of difficulties you struggle with now, you are destined to live in victory. This is saying we don't have to be satisfied and live by the mistakes and failures we made, but there is more for us. But we have an opportunity to turn things around and come out victorious. So the title of my message is, are we going to be a church of attraction or satisfaction? So let's take a look at the definition. Attraction, a place which draws people providing something of interest. So what do we have here at Star City Church? One, we have the Holy Ghost. God moves in this place. Two, we preach truth. Repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and the filling of the Holy Ghost. It's a place where people come to worship, pray, shout for victory, to be healed, and to feel free and peace from the weight of the world. A place where brothers and sisters come to fellowship with one another. That's why we have a lot of life groups. That's why we have fellowship time. We have the divorce care. We have a lot of different life groups here at church where no one feels left out. This is where we come to lift up each other when we're feeling down. When the enemy got us tied down, this is where we come to fight for each other. So that's what attracts people to Star City Church. You know, the world has its own way of attractions. You know, I was looking at a commercial the other day, and it was a pill commercial. And what's funny about these commercials is that as they're naming these side effects, the people are happy. They're smiling. They're jumping up and down. They're on swings or whatnot. It attracts people, and people's not listening to what is being spoken to them. Maybe we need a commercial here at Star City Church. To say, hey, Jesus here, where you can praise his holy name, you can be baptized in his name, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost, plan of salvation. That always cracks me up. Next time, just listen to it. The side effects are worse than what you already have. And the people are just happy. And you notice they never have any of the side effects while they're happy and dancing. Yes, or satisfaction, fulfillment of one's wishes, expectations, or need. For example, I prayed yesterday, no need to pray today. I'm satisfied. I've been in pain all this time. Why ask for healing now? Don't be satisfied with that. How about this? Us three and no more. We're satisfied right where we're at. We don't need any more. Jesus' name. Go to church on Easter and Christmas only. That's enough church for me. That's enough God for me. We don't want to get to that place. We want to grow. As Pastor said, we're on the move. Jesus' name. So we can't be a church of satisfaction. We need Jesus more and more every day. And more, and more, and more. I can't get through the day without praying, without reading my word. I even got to go before I go to work. Say, Lord, please help me have a good day today. Because I know somebody's going to try me today. I know somebody's going to test me today. I need your help. So we have to be a church of attraction. When people drive by our church, even our new building, because it's where the Holy Ghost is, that's where we reside. When they ride past there, they stop. And there's something in that place. I need to go figure out what it is, and I need to go and figure out who's in there. That God grabs a hold of their heart. That's how a lot of men of you got here. That's how I got here. There's something here that attracts me to God's people. Just tugs on your spirit and make them turn around and come into the parking lot. And we're getting a bigger parking lot, so there's no excuses. Have to have a desire to want to see more people that come from broken homes, addictions, abuse, sick, lame, blind, and bound, set free and healed. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous. The righteous were satisfied where they were at. They thought they had it all. But Jesus wanted to attract those that were needed healing, forgiveness, wanted to change their lives, those that needed a Savior. So how do we become a church of attraction? One, we pray for one another. Jesus says in James 5 and 16, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Pray for one another. There's a life group out there. It's called Walk by Faith, and that's exactly what we do. We come together and we pray for one another. We pray for everyone's need. We pray for everyone's circumstances. And we walk, symbolizing the children of Israel walking around Jericho, breaking down walls, breaking down barriers, breaking chains, believing in God. That's what we do. Outreach. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourself, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. We got helping hands. Thank you to the Lingers. Thank you for all who help out with that. That is a blessing to our church. Helping each other. Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So if someone is hurting, someone has too much on their plate, it's our job to help them out, help our brothers and sisters out. It's our job to be able to have a relationship with our brothers and sisters to know when they need help. Sometimes our pride gets in the way to where we don't want to say anything. Sometimes we feel like we can do it on our own until that weight holds us down. And then sometimes it's just, we figure we can just figure it out on our own. But that relationship that we have with each other should get us into a place where we say, I think he needs help. I see she needs help. I see he's hurting. I see she's hurting. Let me go pray for her. Let me go pray for him. Let me go help lift that load off of them. That's what we need. We need more of it in these churches. Nowadays, everyone's for themselves. That's what this world's about. Everyone's for themselves. But we are a church that cannot do that. We are a church that lift each other up. Amen. Good one. How we dress? 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have got, and you are not your own? You mean tell me I'm not my own? I'm a child of God? I remember, a long time ago, when we lived in Indianapolis, my wife, she's been in church all her life. I did not grow up in church. I wish I would have grew up in church. I would have knew about truth longer, earlier. But she's always dressed set apart. And I never understood why, because I didn't know anything about it. But we are going to grocery stores, and people will come up to her and be like, sister, can you pray for me? Don't even know her. And they would have a conversation with her, like long conversations, while we're shopping. You know, shopping can be stressful. And you'd be like, all right, we got to go. But they would have a conversation with her. And how did I know this? Because I was right there. But they never said anything to me. I was not dressed apart. But it's all about how you dress and how people see you. How people know, I know that's a child of God right there. I know I can go to that person and get healing and prayer. Get prayer and God does the healing. So that's a big factor. You know, now people come up to me and ask for prayer. It's humbling. It's humbling. And you got to stop what you're doing right then and there and pray for them. Or you'll forget. You'll forget. You'll have them miss their blessing. You have them miss their healing. I heard of a story where it might have been Brother Partridge told us in Chart of Your Course, which is a great class, Chart of Your Course. But there was a woman or a guy who was contemplating suicide, and their prayer was that if someone came and talked to me or prayed with me, I would not jump off this bridge. And just so happened, God pulled somebody to go pray with that person, and they just bawled their eyes out, not knowing what was wrong with them. But all the thing they needed was prayer. So sometimes God tugs at us to go pray for somebody. Sometimes even when we don't want to, or the setting's not right, or it's around a crowd of people. But we have to set that pride aside, because someone needs healing. Someone needs Jesus. Someone needs a miracle. But thank God, I was baptized in Jesus' name. I was filled with the Spirit right here. When I was sick in the Spirit, Brother Partridge was there with me, helping me out. My wife was there helping me out. But I received the Spirit, and thank God for that. Thank God I'm a changed man. Thank God I'm sanctified. Thank God I'm holy. Thank God for everything he's done for me. I still fall short. We all fall short. But thank God for repentance. Thank God for the baptism. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Our worship, John 4:24. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what we do when we come here. We worship God. We pray for one another. We lift each other up. When we come to the altar and there's a first time guest coming to the altar, that's where we come in. We come and pray for them. Because they're nervous already. I've been there. I'm nervous already. I don't want to go up because everybody will see me. But they need that. They need brothers and sisters coming to them at the altar and praying with them. Thank you, Lord. This world has enough things that attracts people to sin. We have to be a church to attract people to Christ. and repentance. I always speak about, because I love our mission statement, a place where you can belong, build a relationship with Jesus Christ, and bless our world. Ain't no greater feeling than bringing somebody to Christ. Because we get to witness their change. We get to witness, you know, them coming out from their wicked ways, and we get to witness them grow in Christ. Ain't no better feeling. From a young age on up, ain't no better feeling. That's why we encourage everyone to bring your kids, teach your kids at home, at church. Bring your kids. You can't even bring your kids to Charter Your Course. Also, they need to hear about that. That's why Pastor taught that, Charter Your Course, to the kids, because they need to hear about that, not just us. That way they can go tell their friends and attract people to God. So we need to continue to pray, continue to walk in the God's marvelous light. Because that's how we attract people. When they see Christ in us, they want to know, what do you have that I want? I need that. Even when we get the new building, I said it earlier, is that it's not the building, it's the Spirit of God. And now we have a new building that we're going to go to where we're able to host more people, host more that are broken, host more that need a touch from God. And we as a church body, we have a part in every single last one of those. In Jesus' name. So we have to be a church of attraction. Not through lights, music, but with the Holy Spirit. Can't be a church of satisfaction, because that's being still. You're staying still. You don't want to do anything. You just want to get yours and go out. But we can't be a church of that. We have to bring in those that are hurting. We have to open our doors to those who need God. We have to be ambassadors of Christ. When they see, like I said, when they see us, they see Christ. No matter where you go, no matter if it is on your job. I know we get busy on our job. We got certain tasks on our job, but they still need to see Christ. Because why would they come? Why would we attract them to church if you don't act like you do in church at your job? So you got to be careful with that. I know jobs can be, they can encourage you to do certain things. They can encourage you to hang out with certain people. But you have to be that set apart people, so people know that you are a child of God. Be holy. So let's be that church. Let's be that church to take our city, to bring those healing here to our church. Let's be that church that attracts people. When you see... A lot of us got Facebook. When you see all the things we got going on in church, share that. Share it on Facebook so they can see what we do here. So they can see what goes on here. So they can see God is here. There's a lot of services that we have that are streamed online. Everyone knows that. Share those. There's people that need that. We have to be sensitive to other people. We have to remove pride. So as men, have to show feeling. We have to be able to remove that sense of pride. Especially as men. Amen. And we all need that. So, Church of Attraction for Star City Church is more than just our building. It's you all. We are the church of attraction. We are what people see day in and day out. We are Jesus' children. This is who we are. We worship, we shout, we praise, and that's what people want. That's what people need, not want. That's what people need. And God need us to be able to offer that. You all do a great job. You are smiling. You are helpful. You are the next step team from the sound booth to the worship team. You guys are amazing. And that's what attracts people to Star City Church. Only through Jesus. Only through God. Thank you. I wasn't always this way. God's got to change you. God has to change you. It's got to be through God. That's why if someone says that, that's why I say glory to God. I don't take pride. I don't harvest pride. It's glory to God. God changes all. God does it all. Even on my job. Good job. Thanks to God. I'm like, what? Thanks to God. I said, yeah, let me tell you about him. That's when they run away. They run away. You should have been working anyway. Break is over. What are you doing? thank God. Thank God. But I thank God that God changed me. I thank he changed my life. I'm thankful he changed all of you's life. I'm thankful for it. In Jesus' name. Because we were all there once before. The Bible says, and such were some of you. That's why I can say it, because I've been there. But glory to God. In Jesus' name. So let's continue to be Star City Church. No matter what building we're in, we're Star City Church. We're family. We're brothers. We're sisters. It's kind of fair we're saying that, too, because I'm like my brother and sister, I call them by their name. I don't even call them brothers and sisters. So it kind of feels weird, but I love it because it builds a relationship with each other. Brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. But God be the glory. I thank you, Lord, for attracting me to your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for attracting you to my wife, because she brought me into your truth. I thank you, God, for being able to be baptized in your name. I thank you for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because God is good and he's merciful. Like that slogan, no child behind, that's God. No child be left behind, that's God. And I thank God that he's tarried this long to give me an opportunity to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. No, I feel God's spirit. Can we pray for Israel right now? Can we pray for Israel? They need prayer right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we need you right now, God. We need your presence right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we need you over there, Jesus. We need you to help them, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we need you to remove the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you for who you are, God. Our almighty God. Hallelujah. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Protect their families, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we know they're going to be victorious, Lord, for your word says it. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Jesus, hallelujah. We are your people, God. Hallelujah. And you are our protection. You are our salvation. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As usual, this is me. I always try to make a point. I'm not very long. I always make a point. But I just want to just encourage everyone to just be you. Attract more people. Talk about God more. Talk about your testimonies. Your testimonies attract people more than anything. Because some people are going through the same thing you're going through, but you found a way out. God saved you. And they see that. They see that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.